Welcome to the Mary Gostolo Girl Ahead podcast, the weekly unique insight into luxury hospitality around the world by those who know it best. Produced by Allmont Global and in partnership with Forbes Travel Guide.
Well, this week on podcast, we're going to hear from Adele Mardini, the conceptor and owner of JetX, the all-purpose solution getting through the air from A to B. We will hear about, yes, he is thinking of going into hotels in the future, and we'll also hear about the future, a future which will see electric and other powered jets coming into the business very sustainably. Over to Adele. Adele, what is JetX?
JetX is a one-stop shop for all the private jet travelers around the world. JetX is managing FBO terminal around the world, make the travel seamless experience for every single traveler.
Now,
JetX is a solution for anyone if they want to fly a private jet.
Now, right now, it seems that everyone is talking about private jets. We're hearing big consolidation coming out of the US. Why are private jets so vital right now, Adele?
Private jet is a promising industry right now, and we saw the latest and the first transaction 2021, what happened 2 weeks ago, of more than $4.6 billion. Because the market believed that most of the travelers who usually fly via business or first class, they would be shifted to fly via private jet. In JetX platform and FBO around the world, we noticed 70% of the customer who flew with us since third quarter of 2020 came from first class.
Oh.
They are totally new client for us, and they start using the private jet and the private terminal. And most of them, they prefer to stay flying in this environment because of multiple reasons: the privacy, the accessibility, and the flexibility about the flying time, about who's sharing with them the airplane, who's sharing with them the terminal. We believe this industry will grow more and more.
Adele, let's go back.
We saw McKinsey.
You started JetX in 2005. Why did you get into private aviation? Because you were thinking about the growth of private jets, my goodness, 16 years ago. How did you get into it, Adele?
I believe in this industry very well. I believe the people who are flying private jet deserve to have the same level of the service that they are looking for in the terminal. The private terminal is not a gas station. We are hotel lobby. When you go to the commercial airport, you are in shopping mall. But when you go to any JetX terminal, you are in five stars private lobby. This is our difference. So when I started this business, I had a vision to build something unique and not exist. And this is what we did.
But why did you realize, Adele, that this was perfect for you? What was your talent all those years ago? I know what your talent is now, Adele, but what was your special differentiation when you started the company?
Flying commercial airlines or private jet means you are flying a passenger. For me, this person who flying with me is my guest, is not a passenger. This is the difference that I'm targeting in my industry. I believe this industry, in the business aviation, is a business, is a right industry. If you want to grow your network and if you want to grow your brand. In the business aviation, we did not see any company in the world build a brand. So we built a brand in this industry, in the business aviation. And we are so happy to say, like, we are the only company in the aviation who focus on building and differentiate the brand as a brand which be loyal to the high individual people. This is our target and this is our intention.
You are so similar. What you're saying, Adele, right now is similar to what the CEOs of so many of the luxury hotel companies are saying. And your guests, the fact you call them guests rather than passengers, are the same people who then go to the top luxury hotels and resorts in the world. How can big and well-known and sometimes small hotel brands better work with you, Adele? How can they partner with the private aviation world?
As you saw it, like in 2019 and earlier, Four Seasons launched a service, which like they have Four Seasons flight. So we start seeing like a merge between aviation and the hotel business. And this is what like Four Seasons started, then we saw Ritz-Carlton start doing, then we saw Aman Resort start doing. And I believe the future hotel chain, they will be merging with like big jet company or big jet terminal in order to have like one-stop shop for their passenger. If they are coming to the hotel or to the terminal or in the jet, to have the same service level. This is what in JetX believe, how our business is connected to the hotel industry. When the passenger arrived to our terminal, we have a KPIs. So the luggage has to be on the car 7 to 12 minutes, the same KPI that hotel built for their concierge team. When the passenger check in here, going to the airplane, our guest experience team walk with the passenger to the airplane. When you go to the hotel, the guest experience team and the hotel walk with the passenger to the room. So the difference is the same, but the difference only like the airplane instead of the room. It's why we implement all the hotel measurement in our industry.
This is so fascinating. I saw a futuristic architectural design a couple of years ago for a hotel. It was never built, but built into the hotel were the spaces to park your private jets undercover. In other words, garages for your private jets, right, connected to the hotel. Adele, we are seeing, as you said, hotel companies having their own private jets. Would JetX ever have its own hotels? Do you see yourself turning one of your terminals into a hotel?
100% yes. This is my intention and target in the later stage. We are now expanding our network in a major destination. We are running right now 34 stations in the world. My target to reach 50 stations by end of 2022. And I'm pretty sure we'll achieve it because of the network and the know-how that we have it. We are targeted to be in the hotel business as well, in cooperation with some big chain, or to have our own standard as well. This is something that's under consideration for sure.
This will be so exciting. I know already, Adele, you have sleeping pods in your stunning main terminal at Dubai. Are they going into the other 22 JetX terminals, I wonder? Oh gosh, Adele showing how flexible and versatile any luxury boss has to be, whether in hotels, resorts, or private aviation, has actually had to rush away. But in a company that is up to the minute, and past and present, he happens to have, not surprisingly, another JetX Passionista here to answer my ongoing questions. Oleg Kafarov, thanks for stepping up to the mic. You handle partnerships. Tell me, how can hotels help you and their customers and their own bottom line better?
We at JetX obviously broadened our partnerships with selected luxury hotels around the world over the past year. And we see a growing demand from our passengers for full buyouts because our clients are now travel as large families or groups of friends. It can be for holidays or celebrating special events. And what they appreciate and seek is the safety of private terminals, private jets, and also private stays at hotels during these times. And such partnership works to benefit of hoteliers as well, because they can sell large villas, they can sell whole floors or wings, or even their whole properties for extended period of time at very attractive rates, and also broaden their customer base to very affluent guests.
I believe you have a new ongoing partnership with Peninsula. How will this work, Oleg?
Indeed, we signed a partnership agreement with Peninsula Hotels, who already are very, very much liked by our customers. And it can be in Beverly Hills and Paris, or indeed in Hong Kong. And with such partnership, we design a seamless travel experience, a seamless itinerary for our customers, who know exactly what will happen before their flight, during the flight, as well as on the ground. And with Peninsula Hotels, they're in very safe hands from the moment they land at a destination until they again come back on board a flight back to JetX private terminal.
For instance, can you arrange pickup for people's bags from a hotel and then at the end of a trip deliver the bags back on to the next hotel?
Absolutely. This is the very least we can do with our new partnership. We can also arrange any dining preferences, any activities on the ground. And also, as you rightly said, our passengers can leave their worries of baggage to Peninsula and to JetX, who will look after everything for them.
You're also at JetX making life fun for travelers. I believe at the Dubai JetX terminal at the moment, you're partnering with Mont Blanc, hosting a display of the new Elvis pen. That sounds so exciting. You are making life fun. Adele did mention a new breed of private aviation guests, sometimes younger, often in technology, many from Eastern Europe or India. How are you evolving JetX for these new look travelers? How do you research their preferences?
At JetX, we indeed do everything we can to elevate passenger experience. And I must admit that we have a quite sophisticated CRM in place that helps us anticipate our passengers' wishes. And whenever, wherever in the world they are with JetX, we know our customers intimately well. And that allows us to remain and be leaders in providing service in private jet industry. Nowadays, we see more younger travelers who are our next generation customers. We know that they appreciate different things. They appreciate different service style and also different communication channels.
Can you share what they like differently?
I would say they are more trendy. They want to have fun in the terminal. That's why they always want to be surprised and delighted. They want to see something new, and that's why we always partner with either art galleries or luxury brands that help us achieve this and help us deliver on this promise. It's never boring. And in fact, I had to turn down a few partnerships because they would be commercially attractive, but they would be just boring and just a repetition of something you can find in a city or in a commercial airport.
Thank goodness you're getting away from status quo and looking ahead. What about a loyalty program for JetX?
At the moment, we do not have plans to launch a classic loyalty program. Definitely nothing related to earning points or miles. But as I mentioned, we are growing our CRM capabilities that helps us to deliver the finest and most thoughtful customer service to JetX travelers and personalize it for them, which I think is much more appreciated by especially new generation travelers.
You are looking ahead at JetX. I'm interested that I was reading yesterday that over 200 different developments are working worldwide on the idea of electric flying taxis, which takes us into electric battery-operated planes. And not surprisingly, the world's richest man, Mr. Musk, no less, is in on the act. He thinks electric commercial flights will be possible by 2025. Similarly, an article in the influential Scientific American magazine also thinks that by that year, 4 years ahead, batteries may be good enough to power aircraft for up to 500-kilometer journeys. And about half of all global flights, I'm told, are less than that distance. This would mean reducing fuel costs by up to 90%. And electric propellers increase lift during takeoff, allowing for smaller wings and higher efficiency. No wonder JetX is smiling. The future looks bright. What is your dream for JetX and private aviation generally for the end of this already impactful decade?
We at JetX have achieved quite a success over the past two decades, and we truly evolved into a global company with presence from Tokyo to Paris to Dubai to Sao Paulo. And I must say that we will continue growing our network of private jet terminals in key international gateways, as well as smaller destinations which are interesting to our travelers. We will continue researching elements, new elements in customer experience, and certainly grow our partnerships. And personally, I hope to see not only electric jets, but supersonic private jet travel coming back in the next few years, which will change the industry. And once again, we will be able to go for lunch to New York and come back on the same day.
Thank you, JetX. It's so exciting what's going to be happening. You are, for instance, partnering in the next few days with Shell so that passengers can pay for their own carbon offset. You are looking seriously at supersonic private aviation to be able to rush people to New York. You are also looking at eVTOL, the vertical takeoff and landing, small, almost taxi cabs that can take off, transport you somewhere, and land you, say, on top of a building. You will be having yet another marvelous promotion in the next few days, serving caviar and champagne aboard. Oh, how stylish, and what fun. Next week, by the way, I have the fun of talking to Timo Grunert, who is the CEO of the Oetker Collection. He has such hotels as marvelous Lanesborough in London and Le Bristol in Paris. And he's in the south of France, he's in the Caribbean, and he's shortly going to be opening up in Geneva, as well as the wellness-oriented original hotel in Baden-Baden. So I'll see you next week when I'm chatting with Timo Grunert of Oetker Collection. Bye now.
You've been listening to the Mary Gostolo Girl Ahead podcast, produced by Allmont Global and in partnership with Forbes Travel Guide. Join us next week for another exciting insight into the world of luxury travel. And don't forget to tell your friends and colleagues about the show.